Thank you. Please take your seats. And thank you to Martin for leading us so well to this point. Like Vicky, I've had time to think about what I was going to say this morning. And you know, I've discovered, not for the first time, what a wonderful, amazing, faithful God we have. When I was asked to take this morning's service, I had no idea at all what David was going to be preaching on as a series. And I was hugely encouraged a fortnight ago when I heard him talk about Enoch, who walked faithfully with God, who trusted God. Because I knew already by that time what I was going to be preaching on this morning. And it follows on beautifully from what David was saying. So I'm going to start with some words of a very old song that say this. People, get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need a ticket. You just trust the Lord. Now, if you're as old as me, you will recognise the words of that song. I can't tell you who sang it, but it's a song from the 60s. The 1960s, I mean, not yet. And it was very popular in those days. And the gist of what the letter to the Hebrews, this first century letter, is saying is exactly that. All you need is faith. So what is faith? It tells us in verse 1 that Martin read, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That is what faith is. Being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not see. So firstly, faith provides us with a guarantee, something on which we hang our hopes for the future. It gives us a firm hope that we can hold fast to, which points us to the future, giving us courage to move forward. And that's the second thing that faith does. Faith moves us forward. If you have faith, you can't stand still. You have to move forward. The writer to the Hebrews doesn't just define what faith is. He reminds us carefully of stories from the past. And he puts blood and flesh and bones on his outlines. He reminds us in the verses in between the ones that Martin read quickly about Abel and Enoch and Noah, all the people of which David has been speaking recently. But then the writer lingers a long time over the story of Abraham and Sarah. They both show us that faithfulness means both holding fast to God's promise and moving forward. In the story of Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament, in Genesis, we read that they had been promised countless descendants and a land that God would reveal to them. Both of these were things not seen at that time. God called Abraham and his wife Sarah to leave their home in Haran and to go to a land that he would show them. And God said that Abraham would be the father of a great nation with descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the grains of sand on the seashore. We read that in Hebrews 11 and verse 12. But Abraham and Sarah were both old. So how was this going to happen? To have a multitude of descendants, you need at least one son or a daughter. Else how do you arrive at descendants? I've got grandchildren because I have two sons who have wives and have produced four beautiful granddaughters for me. That's how I got my descendants. That's how Martin and Alison have theirs, and numerous other people have theirs too. That's how it works. So this promise of God wouldn't have been strange if Abraham and Sarah were young, would it? Parenthood is a young person's province. And the older I get, the more I realise that. You don't have the same energy to run round after a little one as you used to have when you were young. So as they got older, what had been probable became improbable. And eventually it became impossible. Abraham and Sarah were, in modern day parlance, well past it. Well past it. Abraham possibly could still have fathered a child. But Sarah knew that her days for childbearing were well far behind her. And in the story in Genesis, we read that Sarah laughed when she heard the visitors that God sent to them saying that Abraham would soon have a son. And she laughed because she thought it was impossible. And their son, when he arrived, was called Isaac, which means laughter. Did you know that, Rachel? When you named your son Isaac, Isaac, his name means laughter. What a lovely name to have. But it marked God's joy and reminded them of the way God overturns human expectations. He does more than ever we could imagine. And every time that Abraham and Sarah called Isaac's name, they would remember God's promise with joy. They also held firm to the promise of land. That also was almost impossible. They left the comfort of their home in Haran, and they became wanderers in the desert. They set out not knowing where they were going, having no idea where their destination was. And even when they arrived in the promised land of Canaan, they didn't settle. They lived in tents like strangers in a foreign country, always ready to pack up and move on. Not settled at all. But Abraham and Sarah did more than hold fast to this promise. They knew that God's promise was also a call. And so they lived out the second part of faithfulness, which is to move forward. If you remember, when Jesus called his disciples, he called them away from where they had been fishermen. He called them to follow him, and they would become fishers of men. They were moving forward, learning all the time. But going back to Abraham and Sarah, they lived in tents. They didn't settle in Canaan, because Canaan was not to be their final, ultimate destination. They made that journey in obedience. But they were looking for another city. The city described again in our reading in Hebrews 10, and it says this: he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. God's eternal city, that city which will last forever, that's where they were bound for. They didn't receive this promise in their lifetime. They saw it in the distance, calling them onward in their journey. We all have a goal, don't we, in our lives? They held fast to the promises of God, and they moved forward in response to God's call. Faithfulness is a form of courage. It takes us into unknown places and moves us onwards into a future with God. We sometimes sing a song, don't we, that says this: I know who holds the future, and he holds it in his hands. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. And as I face tomorrow, with its problems, large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. That's faith. There have been times in this church when we have sung that song, or more correctly, the congregation has sung that song, and I haven't been able to sing that song. I just could not sing those words. Life seemed impossible at those times. And it was only when I thought about them carefully that I realised that, yes, God does know what he's doing. Life is tough sometimes. But if we trust him, he is faithful. And he will move us forward to the place where he wants us to be. So, how do we get on with holding fast to our faith? As Vicky has reminded us so beautifully this morning, we know the Bible stories. We read our Bibles. She colours in hers. That's wonderful. It's been used. We know the Bible stories. People here can tell you stories of God's faithfulness to them. We hear stories of God's faithfulness and their faithfulness to him, and the sacrifices that are made to follow God. And all of those things matter because they help us to focus on who we are and where we stand, and most importantly, what we ought to do. But we find it harder, don't we, to move forward into the future. We are in a new pastorate at the moment now, and we don't know what the future holds. I hear a lot of negative comments about if we don't do something, nothing will happen. But this is where faith and trust in God comes in. We have to trust him for the future. He knows what he's doing. He will take us to the places he wants us to go. I'm not very keen on tents. I've never spent a holiday in a tent. I've never been to BB or GB camp. And some people find that absolutely awful, that I've never ever spent a night in a tent. Doesn't do it for me. Don't do tents, sorry. But we do carry loads of baggage with us, don't we? You can't take a lot of baggage into a tent, as I understand it. unless it's a marquee you're sleeping in, I suppose. But in a normal tent, you can't take loads of stuff. And when you begin your journey with God, you have to put the baggage of your old life down. You put it down and you leave it down. And you go forward with God, a new person, trusting Him for everything that you need in the future. Some of us have little trouble in moving forward. We're keen to join in with what God is doing. We're keen to get on with the job. We're keen to be part of God's plan. Together, we are a people on the way, on the move, knowing that the future belongs to God. But we need help in holding fast and learning to stay strong and depending on God's faithfulness to His promise. We need to know, don't we, that even when things get tough and the path seems endless, God is faithful. Abraham and Sarah found in their lives that in the midst of change and uncertainty, God was faithful and constant, and so they could be full of faith, holding fast to God's promises and moving forward into the future. And what about us? What about us? What's our future? Well, in John chapter 14 and the first three verses, it says this: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me," Jesus, not me. "Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place I am going." Jesus promises a place for us in His Father's house. He's already gone there to prepare it for us. Our faith gives us certainty of our final destination. We are bound for heaven with a life with Jesus. We don't know when we'll get there, but we do know that there is a place ready for us. Faith tells us this. It's a place as yet unseen by us, but Jesus is ready for us. Are we moving forward? Are we telling others along the way of God's goodness, faithfulness, and love, so that they too might have faith in Him and build His kingdom? So let us learn from the faithfulness of Abraham and Sarah, so that their faithfulness will shine as an example for us to follow, that we too may be faithful. Jesus calls us to follow Him. He has a place ready for us with Him in His Father's house. That is a promise. Are you ready to follow Jesus and claim that promise for yourself? Amen. Martin asked me if I would like to choose